it will spend $1.85 million in taxpayer funds on an advertising campaign spreaking the latest updates of the Adult Time, Adult Crime legislation of the Making Queensland Safer laws. The campaign will also include promoting the permanent introduction of Jack's Law, which occurred in April of this year, and the plan to invest $2 billion into power, water, and preparing land for houses sooner. In response to criticism, a government spokesperson said the LNP was spending less funds on advertising than the previous Labor government. This is in reference to Labor's $50 million pre-election spending last year.
The chair of the Queensland government-owned QLD Capacity Network has been questioned over his repeated decision to visit a $500 a night VI Pooch hotel with his pet. QCN Chair Greg Young, his wife and pet dog Vito have attended the pet-friendly Ovolo Hotel in November last year, despite being warned by his staff about overspending on accommodation again. The Queensland government suggests that the recommended rate for accommodation in inner city Brisbane for taxpayer funds stay around $180 per night.
In national news, Victoria's government has initiated an interim ban on the sale of machetes following an attack at a Melbourne shopping centre. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen announced today that the ban will be in place from noon on Wednesday the 28th of May until September 1st. The temporary ban is in place due to consumer law only allowing such bans on an interim basis, according to Allen. The sales ban comes after prior work to implement the possession bans, and failure to adhere could lead to more than $200,000 in fines and possible prison time.
Pilbara traditional owner Raylene Cooper has launched a last-minute legal bid to halt the extension of the Northwest Shelf gas facility in Western Australia. The Woodside project was constructed amid criticism that there had not been a proper consultation with traditional owners, which resulted in irreparable damage to sacred sites. Cooper's legal bid aims to protect Murujara, which is considered to be one of the oldest and most important rock art sites in the world and has been nominated for UNESCO World Heritage listing. Fears of environmental and cultural destruction persuaded Cooper to approach the federal court to ensure further protection of the site. Newly appointed Environment Minister Murray Watt has faced renewed criticism as traditional custodians have again been left out of discussions concerning the extension. In international news, the first ever photograph of critically endangered Upemba Lechwe has been released. It is believed that less than 100 remain of the subspecies of antelope found only in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The scientist who captured the picture, Manuel Weber, said the animal is one of the rarest mammals in the world because of illegal poaching and significant amounts of meat harvesting before the lechwe were found to be endangered. Weber said immediate action is needed to protect the mammal from extinction.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy while the morning fog is clearing. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.